let's start by using our imagination to create a roughly rectangular space the size of Virginia, which we are going to superimpose over a map of the northern Gulf of Alaska. Now give our rectangular shape a yellow outline and set it so that it sits northwest to southeast. Line it up so that one of the top corners is about 24 nautical miles from Seward and the other about 45 nautical miles from Kodiak Island. That puts the bottom east corner, the bottom right corner, roughly 130 nautical miles from Yakutat. The bottom left corner is out in the open waters of the Gulf. Our mostly rectangular space of ocean is what officials with the military training Northern Edge 2017 call the Temporary Maritime Activity Area, TMAA. This is where the Navy plans to conduct its portion of the war training exercises. Rear Admiral John Korka of the U.S. Pacific Fleet was in Kodiak for the Comfish Trade Show, where he explained to a group of fishermen and local residents the plans the Navy has for the training.
The Temporary Military Activity Area, which is the yellow block in the sea, that's about the size of Virginia. Okay, so that's a lot of space out there that we sort of have as our training operations. I will tell you that most of the operations that we have, it probably occurs right around the center of that area. So it's actually, you know, it's a little good distance from the coastline, but I just want to make sure you had a good appreciation of the area that we talk about. When you talk about Northern Edge, these boxes are actually where we sort of draw our boundaries on where we can operate.
It is the near coastal areas of the TMAA that has prompted fishermen and community leaders to ask the Navy to reschedule the training or shift the yellow rectangle farther out to sea from critical salmon habitat areas. While Northern Edge itself will include roughly 5,000 military personnel from all branches of the military, the Navy's plan calls for just three vessels.
Two destroyers and one replenishment ships. The two ships that are coming are anti-submarine warfare platforms, if you will, and then the replenishment ship is actually to do some refueling and replenishment at sea.
Despite having anti-submarine warfare ships, Korka says no submarines will be involved in the training. Korka describes some of the Navy's training goals.
And it's really just about training, okay? It's about command and control of vessels. It's about coordination and integrations with our other services. It's about practicing search and seizures on vessels. It's about aircraft maneuvering in the skies. And then we actually do some small arms and anti-force protection proficiencies examinations, which requires, you know, shooting some guns.
Shooting guns and other weapons is another concern expressed in fishing communities near the training. The use of large amounts of ordnance, explosives, bombs, torpedoes, and other hazardous materials is included in the environmental impact statement for the exercise. Alternative 2 lists a whole armory full of materials, including 360 bombs, 66 missiles, and more than 26,000 gun shells, among others. But both Korka and Alex Stone, who is an environmental planner for the Navy, both say that the Navy hasn't used that much in the past and doesn't plan to use that much this year. They both say that the Navy requested large amounts of various weaponry to ensure flexibility for future war games. Stone said that the EIS covers a period of 5 years, not just the current training.
I always get the question about, you know, why is the EIS analyzing such a large level of activity when what you do is generally much smaller? And the reason is it provides us flexibility that future exercises may be larger. And in the past, we've had, the Admiral mentioned in the Northern Edge 15, we had a submarine, so that's different. In the past, we've had an aircraft carrier with the embarked air wing. So the level of activities does fluctuate. So it, as the Admiral mentioned, Northern Edge 17 from a maritime standpoint is a pretty small exercise without a submarine and just with several vessels.
While Northern Edge 2017 is set to run from May 1st through May 12th, the final approval and permitting process is not yet complete. I'm Maggie Wall.